Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. And before I begin to share the message the Lord has placed on my heart, I would like to take a moment to pray. This broadcast goes hundreds of miles past the Canadian border, and there are many listeners that perhaps tune in for the first time. There are those of you who are so faithful and regular, and I thank you for that. UCM Partners bless you for your prayer support and financial support. But we want to be open to allow this broadcast ministry as a vehicle, not just to minister the Word, to present truths of the Word of God in preaching and teaching, but also to allow the Holy Spirit to minister. And only He can do that in marvelous ways. He knows who's going to be listening. He knows that even just by chance or accident, they turn on the broadcast and their lives are touched. That's how I came to Unveil Christ Ministries back in 1973. I heard the broadcast for the first time and was drawn to go into a solemn assembly that Brother Glass was holding in July of 1973 with Fasting and Prayer for the Nation. That was the hook that brought me in. And so God has used this broadcast ministry, radio broadcast, as we've continued full-time and continuously for over 50 years now. God has used this to minister the needs of God's people. So having said that, if you will, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for the privilege we have to be able to come together, for the freedom we still enjoy in this nation to be able to worship you. We thank you, Lord, for the freedoms you have given us. And Father, we pray that we will be vigilant and be ready to be used as you desire, Lord, in prayer and in fasting for our nation, Father. The freedoms that we have enjoyed for many, many years are being quickly eroded by the establishment that has sought to bring us into a new one world order. And so, Father, we thank you. We know your word will be fulfilled, that your word is going to be accomplished. We know we cannot pray away certain things that are very expressly delineated in the word of God. But Father, we are to make a stand for you and for righteousness' sake, to pray and to do all that we can do to see your kingdom advance. And so, Father, I pray, Lord, that you will touch every listener. Lord, we can be so embattled individually that we lose sight of the bigger picture, that we are all part of God's army. We're a kingdom of priests and kings, as Revelation declares. And so, Father, I pray for those who are going through severe battles right now, those whose minds have been so harassed and oppressed by the enemy. I take authority, Father, over demonic spirits that are harassing and coming against your beloved. And Father, I release the anointing of God to destroy the yokes, the bondages of the enemy. Lord, that they'll be able to think clearly. They'll be able to seek your face, make wise choices. You will give them wisdom. Lord, you said in your word, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. So I release your wisdom, your guidance in the lives of your people. Father, I thank you that you're going to minister to needs, spiritual needs. I curse and take authority over sickness and disease. I speak healing, Father, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You were touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Those who you ministered to restored the lepers, healed the blind, raised those who were lame. And Lord, I thank you that you've not changed. That's your desire today. That's part of the atonement. And so, Father, I thank you for ministering body, mind, soul, and spirit to your beloved. And, Father, help us to ever glimpse more clearly your vision, your plan of the ages, and that we will be obedient and submissive to whatever you ask of us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to begin ministering on a subject that is very near and dear to my heart, and I want to entitle it The True Worshippers. And I'd like to begin by going to a chapter in the book, the Gospel of John, the fourth chapter. And if you should happen to recall, that is where Jesus was journeying, and he came to Jacob's well, and he sat there, and that's where he ministered to the Samaritan woman, and basically that his ministry to her occasioned a revival in that village. But as he spoke and he revealed things to her in terms of the waters of the natural water of the well that he was sitting at, he said, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give shall never thirst, but the water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life." And he goes on in verse 21 to say, "Jesus saith unto her," well, perhaps let me read verse 20. She says, in 19, "I perceive you are a prophet." Verse 20, "Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship." And listen to Jesus' response. "Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews." Listen to this now. "But the hour cometh, and now is." It was present even at that time when Jesus was speaking. "It now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I want to share, as we begin on today's broadcast and succeeding broadcasts as the Lord allows, what does it mean to be a true worshiper? I would suggest to you that this is a very important subject. Jesus told this woman, this is the intention, the desire of the Father. He not only wants it, he is seeking. That implies active involvement and concern. He's looking for true worshipers in this hour. And if you've been a Christian for any length of time, you know that worship is an important part of a Christian's life walk, his experience. I know when I first came to the Lord, I was just such a babe. I had been raised in a denominational church, but I had departed from the Lord, from my Christian upbringing, and walked in the ways of the world for 10 years. And I said, I'd never be in a church again. Well, when I heard the radio broadcast, I had been in a few home meetings, and I had basically on my own, not in those home meetings, I prayed my first prayer. I said, "God, if you're real, make yourself real to me." Well, that's a prayer God loves to answer, and he succeeded to do that. And in the days and the few weeks following, I heard the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Neil Glass, and he was advertising a solemn assembly, special services with fasting and prayer for the nation. And so that was the hook that brought me in. And so as I went to those services, the presence of God was there, the glory of God was there, and he talked there. I heard all this terminology I wasn't familiar with. They talked about praising the Lord, worshiping God, and I didn't really know what that meant. And some of you may be new believers. Perhaps you haven't, that might be your experience. I did not know what it meant to praise the Lord, because I should mention, even though I'd been raised in a denominational church, we didn't read the Bible. So I had no clue. I had no idea about what the Bible said. I'd never really read the Bible before. So let's begin at the beginning and describe what praise means by literal definition. By definition, it is an expression of approval or commendation. Closely associated with that is the term worship. And again, by dictionary definition, it is an expression of reverence or worthiness, repute or respect shown to a divine being, shown to God, basically. And someone has said that praise is what you do when you come into the presence of the Lord, and worship is what you do when you're there. And as I shared that scriptural reference in the fourth chapter of John, verses 19 through 24, Jesus was saying that hour, God is seeking those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. He said that hour is coming and now is. And we're going to see, I'm going to make a statement, and later we will demonstrate that Jesus was among the first true worshipers. He was the first true worshiper of the Father. He was the second man, Adam. And he was, because he followed the Father's ordinances, his steps, the plans. He didn't do anything except the Father would show him. He followed the leading of his Father, that Jesus became our example. He was the first true worshiper, if you will. And he was also filled with the Holy Spirit. We know that incurred after his 40-day fast. He was filled with the River Jordan. He was filled with the Holy Spirit when John baptized him. He went into the wilderness for 40 days, and he came out in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we need to spend some time, because if this is what we're supposed to do, be true worshipers, we need to spend some time on the subject of praise and worship. Why? What's the reason? Why do we worship as we do, Christians? Well, the book of Psalms and of Revelation contains the greatest teaching on worship. Why is it important? Well, we're going to be sharing that on the next broadcast, and I do pray, if your schedule permits, that you'll be able to be with us. If at any time you're not able to listen or you want to rehear a broadcast, just go to our website, unveiledchrist.org, and click on the broadcast, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. But in the moments that remain, first of all, I want to thank you for joining me today. This is a subject I get really passionate about. It's near and dear to my heart, and I believe you'll be blessed as you stay with me as we go into the scriptures, learning why we should be true worshipers. In a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information. And if you're in need of prayer, there's a blessing and power in agreeing prayer. So if you're wrestling with a temptation, if you're burdened with some of the things that are happening in your life or in the life of a loved one, jot down that contact information and write. I know you'll be blessed. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.